Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Styles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
You're listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles. It's Tuesday evening, and we are so delighted to be back. We have missed you so much. We're glad that all the government broadcasts and all the excitement that goes around just life in general is all over and that we're back with you. We have two great interviews coming up for you tonight. If you'd like to send us a tweet, please do so on @mix938fm, or you can send us an SMS question on 41348. SMSs are charged at 1 rand 50.
Indeed, what a show we have lined up. Interviews with probably two of the world's greats. The first one being Tom Hopkins. Now, if you'd like to know more about Tom Hopkins, go to tomhopkins.com. And goodness me, isn't this man just an absolute expert when it comes to sales and especially real estate sales. So for those of you who are interested in property or estate agents, this interview with Tom Hopkins is going to be an absolute feast for you. And then that is followed up by an interview with none other than Chris Gardner. Now, he's the author of the book, The Pursuit of Happiness. That was the blockbuster book that was turned into a bestseller. And of course, the movie basically took the box office by storm as well. That was the film that had Will Smith in the lead role. And we're interviewing him as well tonight. And this is all ahead of National Achievers Congress 2014. Now, that's taking place at Gallagher Estate. That's on the 30th and 31st of August. That's the end of August. And what an event that plans to be. And goodness gracious me, just interviewing Tom Hopkins and Chris Gardner was phenomenal. Such absolute gentlemen. And the messages that they share are going to be so incredibly powerful, and I'm sure that you'll take a great amount out of tonight's show.
Now, remember, you can go down to National Achievers Congress and get a 2-for-1 special for Mix FM listeners. It's nacsouthafrica.com/MixFM, and it is still a 2-for-1. Purchase your ticket, pay for it, and then you send your details into the Success Resources offices and they will issue you with your second ticket.
Indeed, and some very interesting developments our side as well. Mind Power Safari has really taken off. In fact, we're heading down to Thorny Bush the 22nd to the 25th of July. We're going to be launching Mind Power Safari, and that is the executive leadership development program for women, and we're doing it together with Destiny Magazine. So if you want to have a look at that, you could actually go on to Destiny Connect. And there's a lot more information there. And goodness.
You can also find out all the information on mindpowersafari.com. If you'd like to be one of the lucky ladies, we're only taking six who join us with this. You're also going to get featured in the National Magazine later on in the year.
Absolutely. And also many thanks to Intim Magazine. If you go to the website mymarriage.co.za, you'll learn a lot more about what they're up to. And they've asked Suzanne and I to be their 2014 marriage ambassadors along with a couple of other couples. So thank you so much for that invitation. So we certainly have a lot on the go, but tonight it's all about Tom Hopkins and Chris Gardner. Oh my word, these gentlemen are the real deal. And it is just a delight for us to be able to bring our interviews with them for you to listen and learn from.
Well, tonight I am chatting to the absolute legendary Tom Hopkins, who has just taken the world over the years through the most amazing sales techniques towards their sales success. So, Tom, before I actually chat to you about what you do and how you do it, and even the fact that you will be here later in the year at National Achievers Congress in August, can I ask you, have you ever been to South Africa before?
Yes, I have, and I've always loved the country. I've been in Johannesburg, and I've been in various other parts, and I've been very pleased. The people there are wonderful. It's a beautiful place. It's a long flight, but I sure have always enjoyed it.
It is a long way from the States, and I'm not sure if you're a soccer fan, but here in South Africa, we when we had the World Cup back in 2010, we met so many wonderful USA soccer fans, and tonight it's a big match for your team. So I know we've got a lot of locals really rooting for you in the World Cup there in Brazil.
Oh, good, because we'll sure be hanging on every strike.
It's going to be wonderful. Now, Tom, you are considered to be one of the world's greatest sales trainers and real estate sales experts. But when I was looking at your bio, I can see that it wasn't moonshine and roses for you when you started out. Can you share with us what your early days in real estate sales were really like?
Well, sure. I was kind of an oddity because back in those days, there were very few teenagers in the real estate business. It really, the overall demographics of the real estate industry back then was the middle-aged man's business. There were no teenagers and very few women, believe it or not, in the real estate business. Now, that's changed drastically. A lot of young people are seeing that going to college is not possibly the way for them to make a nice income and build a business are looking at real estate today. And, of course, I got into the real estate business age 19, scared to death, had never sold anything. And my first 6 months, I did not do well. But fortunately, a man came into my life who kind of was in the position I am today back many, many years ago, and he became my mentor. His name was J. Douglas Edwards. His title was the Father of American Selling. That was his actual title. And so I lived and breathed and devoured his training, and then all of a sudden started doing a little better. And then by my fourth year, I hit a record. I sold 365 homes in 1 year, averaging one home a day, which had never been done. And that's when they started to ask me to speak. And my gosh, if you can close 365 real estate sales in a year, you must be saying and doing the right thing. And that's what kind of catapulted me into being a trainer.
Now, when you think of that year that you did sell 365 homes, was that something you'd set out to do as a goal, or was that something that just gained in momentum as you went along after, you know, focusing on this material?
Well, that year, everything lined up perfectly. Interest rates had been as high as 18% on a home, and they dropped down to 6% in about a 30-day period. And so all those buyers that were up hint came out of the woodwork. I, of course, had spent 3 years to that point building referrals and getting my client base set, and it all just hit perfectly for that year. And I hadn't set it as a goal. In fact, I didn't even know it was happening, and my manager calls me in his office on about November 25th. And he says, Tom, are you aware of how many homes you sold? I says, I don't look at it that way. I just love what I'm doing. He said, well, you're on target to average one a day, which, Tom, it's never been done in the real estate industry. And if you do that, you've got a goal that is going to open up so many doors for you to do whatever you want to do. So I put my head down, worked my tail off, and sure enough, on January 1, I had hit the 365th closed sale. So that's when my phone started ringing, Suzanne, off the hook, for people to say, if you can do that, I know you can teach me the art of selling. And that's kind of how it started for me. And right now we've had 4 million plus people attend our seminars. So it's been a fabulous life. I've had such a wonderful time.
Well, this must be absolutely amazing, because I read in your bio that the thought initially of speaking in public and teaching was quite daunting for you, because there's a big difference between doing what you've learned and then teaching other people to do it. How did you overcome that fear, or the perhaps the trepidation, not fear, of going from selling in terms of your own retail real estate portfolio through to actually getting up on stage and teaching other people to do what you did?
Well, when the National Association of Real Estate asked me to speak, I turned them down because I had a tremendous fear of public speaking. I had a traumatic thing happen when I was a youngster at a play that I was in, and I forgot what to say in front of all these adults, and I was terrified, and they led me off. I went into shock. And so getting up on a stage and speaking to thousands of people was totally foreign to me. And then a very dear friend of mine, in fact, the same man that was my guru, Mr. Edwards, he heard I turned down this chance to talk. And he said, "Tom, you are 23 years of age. You are being asked to speak at a national convention. It's the thing that'll open the doors for many things." And he gave me five words, Suzanne. He said, "I want you to do what you fear most." And he said, "Because if you do what you're afraid to do, you'll overcome the fear." And I believe, based on me knowing you and what you've done to set this record, that I think you can make yourself an excellent trainer. And, of course, I didn't start off that way. My first time I went to the stage, I was just terrified. And, you know, now after all these years and thousands of seminars, you know, it's kind of like there's still anxiety. There's still a nervousness even today before I hit the stage. But once I get into my presentation, once I start captivating the audience with ways for them to make more money, all of a sudden, the fear goes away, and of course, one more day is done. But you're sure right. It wasn't something natural to me, and it wasn't something I was interested in. But I think that God, in a way, opens doors for you if, of course, you have the right attitude, if you do work on your talents and your skills. And that's kind of what happened to me.
Oh, no, that's absolutely wonderful and such a great way to share it with us, because I think so many times, especially fledgling entrepreneurs, people starting out in business, wanting to make a success of their lives, they have that fear of speaking out, that fear of rejection. And, I mean, I was fascinated to find out that the fear of public speaking in a lot of cases was greater than the fear of dying, because people just didn't want to make a fool of themselves in front of other people. And, sure, you know, to actually say that even today when you get on stage, you've got that little bit of anxiety, that little bit of butterflies, I think also just shows that you don't take your own skill for granted. You're always working on you, your presentation, and how you're sharing with other people. And I, you know, that for me just shows the real authenticity of what it is that you must be teaching.
Well, thank you. Yes, that's very kind.
Now, Tom, can I ask you, if you were allowed to sort of let your mind run back through all the years that you've been teaching and that you've been in business, what stands out for you as the most important business lesson that you have learned and why?
Well, I would say that, again, making myself overcome the fear of walking on a stage and speaking, that was a tremendous event for me. Today, as I mentioned to you, I think having that little fear and anxiety in your heart is what moves you to really excel and do the best job possible. I really have such a belief that if people pay their hard-earned money and come and spend a day or two or three of their lives in front of me, that it's an obligation that I have to send them out of that room not only excited about the future, but they have to say to themselves, "Hey, I can make a better income learning to say what Tom's told me to say." And so that's kind of, you know, what has happened. And, you know, I just love what I do. And, of course, I could show you on a floor of a big room piles of letters that we've been blessed to receive telling us, "Hey, you know, I went to your program. I read your first book." And right now, in fact, Suzanne, when I'll show up at a seminar, the people that are in their 60s and some 70s, they're the ones that come up and go, "Yeah, I know you don't remember me, Tom, but 28 years ago, I was new in real estate and I took your training, and And man, now I own this company, and here in this room are 50 of my salespeople. So that, I think, is the payment to a teacher. The fact that students take the teaching, not only apply it, internalize it, use it, and have a better life. And so I've been so blessed to be able to teach people to have a better life. What a way to live.
Oh, that's incredible. And as you say, I mean, what a gift and what a blessing when you know what an impact you've had on people, and the fact that they want to pay it forward and bring their own colleagues and employees through to hear and share from you. And we're very excited to know that you're going to be here at the end of August. And what we try and do on the Success Show, Tom, is we always like to ask our guests if they would mind just sharing or teaching a little something. And if you wouldn't mind, could I ask you, would you share with our listeners, what is the most common sales mistake that people in real estate make?
All right. Now, this is not going to be easy, but I'm going to give it to you real quick. There are two extremes of personalities and temperaments as human beings. I don't care what country or where you live. And the extremes are the interested introvert versus an interesting extrovert. Now, listen to those two titles, interested introvert, interesting extrovert. Well, the interesting extrovert is the person that gravitates into selling real estate naturally. They're very talkative. They're outgoing. All of their relatives have always said, boy, you ought to be in sales. Man, are you a talker? And see, the talkers are the ones that don't do as well as the listeners. So the first mistake I think people make is they think they have to be overwhelming, they have to be somewhat aggressive, pushy, they have to be a talker. And I was just the opposite. I was an interested introvert. Now, the reason I like that is if you hear the word interested versus interesting, the interested introvert wants to know more about people. They're great questioners. They're great listeners. They come across as an expert advisor, not a salesperson. And because of that, the people relax with them. They put down their defense barriers. They're willing to listen and take the advice. And you establish a long-term relationship with people. That's what happened in my career. After 4 years of real estate, I never had to prospect, never looked for business, because people would send their friends and relatives, their families to me, because they knew, number one, I'd take good care of them, Suzanne. I was not only a very honest person, but I really had knowledge. I knew the inventory. I knew the best properties. I knew financing, how a person with a very small income and amount of money, I could get creative on how I got them into a home. And so all these things added up to how I was able to sell a big number. And of course, today there are many real estate professionals that have an assistant or a secretary or a team. Well, back then no one did. And I got so busy, I finally said, I've got to hire a person that handles all the paperwork, takes all that out of my head, so I can just take good listings and show property and close sales. And that's when I hired my first, let's call her a team member. But without her and all the details she took off of me, I could never have sold the number of homes I sold. I always suggest to people, get a good mortgage company and a finance company that'll really handle your people well. If you have a settlement, get good people. If you use attorneys, make sure you have an attorney who has empathy for buyers and sellers and not just the law. And so it's a lot that goes into becoming successful. It looks easy. It's kind of like watching Tiger Woods play golf. He makes something that's extremely difficult look so very easy. And that's what a pro does. They take something extremely difficult and they make it look easy. That's why they are paid a lot of money and they're professional.
Well, I always love the Chinese reference to that when somebody is a master at what they do, it is effortless effort, that they are so practiced, they are so in tune with their skill, they are knowledgeable, and I love the use of the word empathy.
Right.
And I think a lot of times in business in the past few years, there's been a lot of greed and perhaps a lack of empathy, and that it's so nice to hear you use that word, because especially in real estate, there is such a huge amount of emotion that comes into buying a home, sometimes even into selling your home for whatever reason that you may either want to or need to sell a home. So, you know, I think empathy is a very, very wonderful word to start hearing again in the business sector.
I agree. And, you know, there's three types of listeners. I categorize them as a poor listener who's only thinking about what he's going to say next and not really catching the hidden messages behind the words. Then there's a good listener that catches most of the words, some of the hidden meaning behind words. And then, of course, the best listener I call the empathetic listener, because that person is listening with a feeling like, I want to put myself in your shoes. And that's what I think people like, is when they feel kind of like this little saying, they want to feel you sincerely feel like they feel. And if you make that happen in a relationship, regardless of what it is, it can be a parent-child relationship, it can be an employee-employer relationship, but I think that when people feel you care more about them than how you'll benefit, that's when they'll want you to benefit and give you a long-term business relationship.
Well, that's wonderful. And of, one of Chris and myself's absolute mentors, Bob Proctor, he always said to us that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when
I loved Bob. Yes, he was a great man.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Wonderful. And Chris and I spent some time with him in Canada, and we loved that. Now, Tom, if I may ask you, what are you going to be sharing with the audience in Johannesburg at the National Achievers Congress on the 30th and 31st of August this year?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have this 2 days where the first day I'll be covering all the seven fundamentals of selling a piece of real estate as well as an automobile or any product, because it's a general seminar. But I'll cover that the first day. And then the next day we'll have role plays where I'll have people come on the stage where I will actually demonstrate how you relax people, how you establish rapport, how you qualify them as to what their goals and needs are. And then, of course, we'll be discussing the art of questioning. Probably 75%, Suzanne, of what I teach is not talking, but it's asking the right questions. And the people listening right now, I'll give you two of the 60 questions I'll be teaching very quickly. The first is called the tie-down question, and it's a question at the end of sentence that demands a yes. And that was one, wasn't it? I did it again, didn't I? They're kind of fun, aren't they? You're catching on, aren't you? See, it's taking isn't it, doesn't it, wasn't it, couldn't it, wouldn't it, shouldn't it, can't you, won't you, haven't you, hasn't, shitty, putting it on the end of a sentence with a little nod, and the person across the desk or table will nod with you, and this is called building yes momentum. And the second question is the alternative choice, which is a question with two answers. Either answer, they'll go ahead with you. For example, if I wanted to meet you, Susan, I wouldn't say, when can we get together? I'd say, I'm available today, or would tomorrow be better? I can see you at 6, or would 8 be better? Would you like me to come to your facility, or would you like me to come to your home? Where you're giving them alternates. Now, just those two little questions alone in this 3 minutes, If the people will have fun with those two, the other 58 I teach during the 2 days in Johannesburg will enable them with the manual they'll be getting, with all the 60 pages of questions and all the stuff they'll get. They'll walk out of that room different. That I promise you.
Oh, well, Tom, I am so delighted that you are going to take that really long flight and come through and spend some time with us here in Johannesburg. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me tonight. We are really, really looking forward to seeing you in South Africa, Johannesburg, 30th and 31st of August at Gallagher Estate. Thank you so much. It's been fabulous.
Well, thank you, Suzanne, and thanks for all of you that are listening. I hope I've given you some ideas to have a better life.
Tom Hopkins. Wow, Suzanne, what a cracking interview. And I just love the way he spoke about an interested introvert and an interesting extrovert. And I think what is critical for me in that interview was the importance of learning how to listen. Just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. That's the thing. So many people are listening with the intention of responding rather than trying to understand and then respond in an appropriate manner. What a great interview.
No, absolutely incredible, and what a gentleman.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.